everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday life. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin. And I've actually got friends that come in all the time now, and we've just got Pastor Mark Cook from Brave and Grace Ministries here with us today. Pastor Mark, welcome to the program.
Thanks, man. I'm all excited to be on the friends list.
Hey, it's good. Exactly. That's funny.
Yeah.
What, you have friends? Yes, I do. I have a couple. But it's so exciting to get together with you and do radio. We've done radio in the past.
Yeah.
We have a lot of history. I was trying to remember when I first met you and Ange, and his wife's name's Angela. We call her Ange.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even remember. I mean, I just always kind of remember you guys
just always
being around, being there, and then you guys actually moved away at a certain point, and then we had a mutual friend in Tennessee, and then you ended up going to the church that I recommended up there, our pastor friend Jason Creech, at a church called Home in Knoxville, Tennessee, and he actually ended up ordaining you. You became a great minister there. You moved more into ministry, then came back, and we ministered at our last church together for a few more years, and then God kind of just moved us.
And I got to tell you, Kevin, I'm so super excited. I've been so excited about what God's doing with you in Lighthouse. I was thinking about it as kind of, I feel like we're seeing when I look at your life and I see the opportunity to lead and what you're doing at Lighthouse and how it's growing, and it's just amazing to watch that I'm seeing the law of sowing and reaping come to pass, dude, because you've sown into the kingdom of God, 30 plus years that you've been faithful and just pressing in and serving others, man, and now you have the opportunity to lead, and God has equipped you for that, and so it's a blessing to be your friend. It's a blessing to see you walking out what God's called you to, and so I'm thankful, and I'm thankful for what you've sown into my life. Man,
sure.
I agree with you. I just always remember, if I try to think back to when did I first meet you, I have no idea when it was.
Know,
you were just always there. You were just always there. But I do remember Angelo and I, when one of the times we first started spending time around you was when you were doing a small group probably 20 years ago.
Wow.
And Lisa were doing a small group, and we had just started going to this church, and we're like, we'll go to this small group because we kind of know Kevin. And that's where we felt comfortable. And man, it's just been, it's been a great journey.
Sure.
It's not over. It's not over at all, man. It's exciting. And so
it's actually, you know, getting even more intense. I love it. But tell us a little bit about what's going on with you over at Brave and Grace Ministries. You guys are over in Cocoa. You've just launched this church back in October. And I just want you to share with everybody on the air out there what you guys are doing, because we believe in you. We helped plant you there.
Yes, you did.
Here at Lighthouse. We believe in you guys. And, you know, we're not building individual churches. We're building a kingdom, everybody out there. So just so you know, it's okay for you to have a church down the street.
Yeah.
Because there's people down the street that aren't going to come here that will go there.
Yes.
And vice versa. So,
absolutely.
You know, there's more than enough lost people and saved people to go around.
Absolutely. You know, you can't see me because it's radio, but I'm holding my hands up with my palms open and my fingers flat. And my wife always says, this is how we've got to hold things.
Yeah.
We can't clench our fist and try to hold on to people or things. You got to be open-handed, because God's going to move people around and He's going to do what He's got to do.
Yeah.
At Brave and Grace, man, it's been an incredible journey to get started. We did launch in October of last year, and we're over at the campus of Matthew's Hope. So in Cocoa, Florida, that's on 825 Forest Avenue. So it's down just past the Central Brevard Library on Forest Avenue. There's a beautiful church campus there that is being redeemed for the purposes. You know, it sat empty for a long time.
It did.
That church closed. What a lot of people don't know is a lot of developers and things, they wanted to buy that and turn it into other things. But an organization called Matthew's Hope bought that church, and they're using it to do ministry for the kingdom of God, ministering to the down and out, the homeless in the community.
It's been a good thing.
They're not even fully started yet.
They're still trying to get it off the ground.
They're still building a lot. It's going to be incredible. But in the process of that, that is a church campus, and they want churches to be doing church. And so they have made that space available to us, and so we have the opportunity to meet there. We meet there on Wednesday nights at 6:30. We do a great Bible study. It's a great group time together. And then on Sunday mornings, we're doing Sunday service with Braving Grace at 10 a.m. So we'd love to have you join us. You can go to our website at bravinggrace.com and learn a lot about us. There's some great resources on there. Really, that's how Braving Grace started, was a website. We just sure. I had a
blog, right?
Yeah, it was a stirring
blog.
Just needed. Well,
heard
it was
both
actually,
you guys
yeah,
together
both of
working
us. Yeah.
It together. Nice.
We were kind of thinking that, and it was just it was an outpouring. It was kind of a season in my life where I felt like I just got a lot of things that I want to get out from the Word. Like
sure.
I wanted to help people. And this
we've
is
always
really
been a teacher. I mean, your history is teaching,
yeah.
right?
Teaching history, actually. That was a little,
da-dunch.
Yeah, a little.
I'm that guy. Sorry.
So, but that's what it was. Really, the passion behind Braving Grace is that we want people to open up their Bible, learn how to see Jesus in it. Because when I learned how to see Jesus in my whole Bible, it changed my life.
Sure.
Because your Bible's confusing if you don't have that veil removed. And so that started out as a blog. So it's kind of a blog format, but we were writing devotionals. You can go to Braving Grace and you can do a whole devotional, 30 days, they're kind of targeted, 30 days in Galatians, 30 days in Hebrews, things like that.
Yeah, it's
where
good
you can
stuff.
Just dive in and our goal is just to help you. It's not to pick apart every single bit of it, but it's to help you get started going, wait a minute, I can open up my Bible. I can let the
can
Holy
understand
Spirit,
this.
The Holy Spirit will teach
yeah.
me. Absolutely. And so that's how
I love
it started.
That.
And now we do it in person, man. We preach.
Yeah,
we preach.
You can see all through the history of the church that the leaders of religious groups and so forth have always tried to keep the Word away from people. Mm. And I believe that there's just such a push for God right now to bring the truth to you individually,
yes.
for you to become mature, for you to grow in Christ. You know, and we're seeing that technology is enhancing the abilities to do that. You
yep.
know, I'm mentoring a couple of different pastors in different countries
wow.
right now and just sharing little things with them and pointing them in directions towards grace and, you know, not legalism and
yes.
demanding over the people, but actually leading the people and lifting them up
yes.
and stuff like that. So it's so powerful. You know, and I know you've been teaching a little bit about some of this, and we had talked about a topic on the ecclesia and the assembly of the church. So
yeah.
let's jump into that. I know it's in Ephesians, what, 3?
Yeah, yeah. My key verse for now is Ephesians 3. Really, this is something that we started preaching when we launched in October. I preached through the book of Ephesians in the fall of last year, and really this was something that this subject is really what drove that, and it's what was behind a lot of getting Braving Grace launched. It says in Ephesians 3, verse 21, to him, that's to God, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. In the church, and so that word church, you said the word ecclesia, Pastor Kevin, that's the, so your Bible and your New Testament was
yeah.
written in Greek originally, and so that word church in the Greek is the word ecclesia, and it has a specific meaning, and it's so important to understand what
things
mean.
This is powerful, guys. Wait till you hear this.
What things mean is so important. The church is, it means the called out ones.
I love that.
The called out ones. So church is the people who have been called out of darkness into the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. So we are now, we've been called out of the world, and we've been called into his body to
yeah.
be his bride. And so why is this important? And the reason I was sharing this with my young church as we're getting launched is because I think it's so, so important to be clear about what church is.
Yes.
And I think we're going to do another program tomorrow. We're going to talk about more about what church is for. We're going to get into
sure.
Ephesians 4. But talking today about what church is, I think is so important. And the
yeah.
reason, Kevin, you and I have had lots of conversations about this.
We've been doing church a long
we
time.
Have.
And we've seen what it can be
yes.
and what it shouldn't be.
We've seen it from a lot
we've
of perspectives.
We've seen when it's good. We've seen when it's
yeah.
in the tank. You
exactly.
know, I mean,
and in multiple places.
So I feel like God is actually helping us to maybe grow
yeah.
you know, in what the church needs to be in this last day.
Absolutely. So. And you and I have seen church. We've done church in a lot of places. I've done
oh, yeah.
church in, I've done, you've been all over the world. I've done church in different states. I've lived in
yeah.
several different states in the Southeast.
Even Tennessee, right?
Yeah, even Tennessee. They still call it a state. And we've done church in different places and in different times and seasons of life. And we have watched, Angel, when I say we, a lot of times I'm talking about my wife and I, because that was kind of what drove the vision of this, is we've watched the church globally. Because
yes.
You reference technology. You can see
yeah.
church all over the world. And we watch the church globally, and we're listening to people. and we're hearing the same things that you're hearing, Pastor Kevin, and you and I have talked about, that something's off.
Yeah.
Something's not.
It's like, I can't quite put my finger on it, right. But something doesn't feel right.
Exactly.
You know,
that is the,
I agree.
The church is feeling that. The people are feeling that. And when you look at the church globally, one of the things that we thought, this seems like a red flag, is you can pull up a church video from Australia. You can pull up a church video from pick your church in the United States. You can pull up a church video from the Philippines. And if you didn't have them labeled as to which one was which, they all look exactly the same.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a problem.
Yeah.
Because well, every tribe.
There's a model that's been put
in place.
Yeah,
there's just this box, and it's like, this is the church box, and this is what
right.
you do it in. And when you begin to dig into it, and you're even hearing people come out of those environments going, saying the same thing. So right here in Florida, throughout the United States, you're hearing people say, I don't think this is, something's not right.
Sure.
If you listen, you're hearing the same thing in those other places. All
yeah.
over the world, people are going, I think something's broken here.
Yeah, we don't, something doesn't feel right.
What is the ecclesia supposed to be? And,
right.
And I don't want to spend a lot of time on what it's not, but I feel like what we've seen is what has showed us this is not what the ecclesia is. If we are the called out ones, we are the body of Christ. And so, and what I'm referring to, I want to be clear because it could be confusing. I'm referring to the ecclesia, the gathering of the body.
The people.
A church service.
The people.
Right? What? Because we know
gathering
that.
Gathering together.
We get gathering together. That's the key. Because
yes.
we know that the church is the church. It's not the four walls. It's the body of Christ all throughout the earth. But what I'm referring to specifically is when the church gathers together, what should that look like? And that's what people are feeling like is
right,
off. Right? That's what I'm referring to. And so what I've been a part of this. I participated in it. I've watched it. I've listened to it. I've heard all the models. And frankly, Kevin, one of the reasons it took us as long as it did to launch a church was because we thought the model had we were always shown this box, and we thought I don't want to do that again. Right. I want to plant a church, but I don't want to do that.
Right.
And it wasn't until the Lord finally was like, son, who said you got to do that?
Right.
And then I was like, oh, and then we're off to able to go do what we're right. But I felt like I had to until we broke the box. But what's wrong with the box? I feel like in a lot of ways, and this is maybe if I say this, maybe it's going to resonate with you. Have you ever been to church and you wondered, man, I wish we could get into the word more.
Right.
I wish we could, and maybe you've even approached the pastor and said, can we preach more deeply about the word? And you've been told, that's not what we do here.
Right.
You need to just go serve the guests. I've been
sure.
told many times, okay, the purpose of church is to serve the guests.
Right.
I'm sorry, but the ecclesia is the called out ones. It's not the guests.
Right. It's not the
and
guests.
I know that that's like somebody's going to fall off their chair from me saying that.
Yeah.
But the ecclesia, the called out ones, are not the guests.
Right.
The guests are welcome. We want the guests to become part of the ecclesia. But when the ecclesia gathers together, it is for the glorification of Jesus
yeah.
Christ and for them to be strengthened. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
But that's what the ecclesia is. And by definition, it's not the guests.
Right.
And so if you're feeling like something's off, you're feeling like this production that seems like it's just designed to make people be impressed, if you feel like, man, I really want to be growing and being discipled, but they're just telling me to hold the door,
yeah.
Something's not right. You're right. Something's not right.
Yeah.
Because you have a desire to be part of the ecclesia. You've been called out for the glory of Jesus Christ. And when you gather together as a body, you're wanting to be built up and edified in that pursuit. And that's
sure.
what the ecclesia is.
Wow. It's powerful.
It is, man.
Yeah, I love that whole idea of us becoming a body, you know,
yes.
and we're joined together with purpose. We have gifts and talents that enhance each other, that we're trying to grow into something. It's not about trying to be something for someone else. It's actually a part of God bringing us all together for the purpose of the ministry, for
yes.
the purpose of, you know, worship Him.
Yes.
I mean, I think we can't leave that part out either.
Absolutely.
You know, we're gathering together to worship the Lord.
Right.
In the Word and in song and in all of that. And it's just...
And that
it
worship...
It can't be a production.
Right.
It's got to be God-focused and God-centered.
We can't
you know?
Take what we're doing as the ecclesia and tailor it to the palate of an unsaved world.
Right.
That's never what was supposed to be done. The world is supposed to be changed to become like Jesus. We're not supposed to become like the world. Now,
right.
we're going to do things to, I'm not saying that we don't do things to route, we do outreaches. We try to reach people where they are. There is an evangelistic side. That is what happens when the ecclesia, yeah, after it's gathered, now goes out.
That's part of our call.
Right.
To it go now into goes the out. World.
Right.
But go into the world, not go into right. the church.
Right.
Not
right.
go into the assembly.
Right.
It's to go out into the world. The assembly is to equip the saints to go out
exactly.
into the world. To
exactly.
build them up when they come back in beat up and the world's, you know,
yeah.
beating the tar out of them. They come back in and get edified again.
Right.
They get lifted up and built up and strengthened and encouraged. And, you know, we're a team. We're
yes.
working together as the body.
The called out ones, you know, something that you talked about.
That we is
talked
so about good, this the off, called out ones.
Yeah, we talked about this off mic was, you know, we're not building a brand. Like, you're not building the brand of Lighthouse. I'm not building
right.
the brand of Braving Grace.
Right.
Those are just the banners that we're using to preach the gospel, and they speak to the ministry that it is in our hearts. But we're not building a brand. And also, it's not our goal. I do not want to be the end-all, be-all for the people that come to Braving Grace.
Right.
I don't have time.
Sure.
That's not possible. And you don't want to be, you can't be the end all be all for every
no.
person that comes to Lighthouse Church. You can't do that. But if we're building things and we're setting ourselves up to be the one that everyone looks to, the one that everyone comes to, we're kind of creating this like codependency, weird relationship thing
sure.
where it's all of, it becomes about us, then it's not about Jesus.
Right.
It's supposed to be about Jesus. And I don't care if you ever remember my name, I want you to remember Jesus.
Yeah.
And what you learned about Jesus, if I opened my mouth and talked, if Jesus
yeah.
wasn't glorified, then I failed.
Right.
That's the whole, and so it can't, that kind of goes into, and again, it's a little bit of the what it's not. There's a lot of religion. You know, when we open the Bible, when you open the Bible at Lighthouse, when we open it at Braving Grace, we're not preaching law. We're not telling you that the way to come to Christ is by keeping rules.
Right.
It's by Jesus alone in his blood.
Yeah.
That is it. So there's not room for religion. There's no time for that.
Sure.
There's no time for self-righteousness because there's not even such a thing as self-righteousness. It's a big fat
and then
lie.
And there's the whole counseling aspect.
And there's the self-help.
Behavior modification and self-help. Yeah.
yeah. The pop psychology. You know? And what you're seeing is you're seeing humanism
right.
begin to work its way in.
To the preaching of the gospel.
Exactly. To the preaching of the gospel.
And now the gospel has become humanism.
Yeah. You can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
There's, you know, and I said this to my church. If you hear a message preached and it sounds just like the article that you read on the self-help website that's not Christian at all,
right.
that should alarm you.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Well, and then on top of that, the word repent has like become like unused.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want to tell them they have to, you know, repent. You know, so
yeah,
you need to turn from your sins.
Yes,
it's okay to say that.
Absolutely,
it's in the Bible.
That's what makes you called out. Don't you want to be called out?
Yes.
Like if you are believing what God has done for us in Christ Jesus, and you're believing who He is, that He came into the world to give His life to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. If that's true. Then when we receive that gift of righteousness and we receive abundance of grace, then there's going to be something that changes. Paul
yeah.
talks all about that in the book of Romans. He
sure.
says, you die.
Yeah.
You die to your old self that
yeah.
you might live to Christ.
Yeah.
And so you, as the
Galatians as well.
2:20,
I'm crucified with Christ,
right.
but yet I'm alive.
Yeah.
But not
no
I, but
I live.
Christ lives in me. In the
right.
life that I now live in the flesh, I'm living by faith. Where do you live that life by faith? In the ecclesia.
Yeah. You can't.
In the church.
If you don't die to the old things, then how are you going to be called out?
Yeah.
When you're called out, by definition, you're called out of something.
Yeah.
We love the verse in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. It says that God has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us
yeah.
into the kingdom of the Son of His love. We've been moved from one kingdom into a completely different kingdom.
So powerful.
We're called out, Kevin. I
yes.
don't know how to say
yeah.
it any better. It's
yeah.
so
yeah.
valuable. And I want the church, the body of Christ, to understand that there's something important and valuable about that, and let's not sell that on the altar of what's popular. Let's not sell that. Man, whew,
come on,
that's just hitting me so hard right now. Why would we sell? Jesus gave His life to call us out.
Yeah.
Why would we sell that to fit in
right.
to a lost and dying world? and to sound like them.
Yeah, we're not called to be in the world. We're called to be different than them.
Yes.
Not to try to mold ourselves into something, you know, that they look like, but to be separate. I think it's more of a draw, Pastor Mark, for somebody to come to the church and see something different than to come to the church and see something that they see just like in the world.
Absolutely. If I read a self-help book and it didn't really help me, so I went to church because I thought, man, there's got to be something more.
Right.
And then I got to church and I heard the same thing. What a failure. Right.
Yeah.
And what a disappointment and what a missed opportunity. You know, and I can kind of hear this objection coming up a little bit. Well, aren't we supposed to be, you know, Paul said, I became all things to all men.
Yeah.
He went to where they were.
Right.
Paul,
Jesus ate with sinners.
Yeah.
He ate with publicans.
Paul didn't become a drunk to reach drunks.
Yeah.
He might have gone to where they were. But
he brought the light of the gospel
right.
to them.
He didn't sell out his, he was called out and he stayed called out in that function.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important to keep that in mind because, people are, what are you saying? We shouldn't do things to win the lost? Absolutely. We want to go to where they are. We want to reach them. We want to invite them in.
Right.
But when the ecclesia gathers, we don't sell our calling to match what the world is telling us we should look like.
Well, it's like me with God's Rock. You know, we have this heavy metal service to reach heavy metal people, but we don't sing satanic music to try to reach them.
Yeah.
We sing music to the glory of God in the same avenue, but it's different. And then we preach the word. We get them there. We use that to bring them in. And then we preach the word of God to them so that they can know the truth and the truth can set them free. And then they can therefore become part of the ecclesia, the church, the life of God that is happening in that moment.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Yeah.
I think this is great. That we can be the assembly, the called out ones, those who have been brought into the church of the living God, and be an example to the world of what different looks like.
Amen. Amen.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back and talk a little bit more about this.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on.
I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Kevin here. Just wanted to give you a quick reminder that we're going to be doing a pop-up praise event at Kiwanis Island Pavilion. There's a big gem show going on. We're going to be giving away food and just worshiping this Saturday, February the 4th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So come on over and hang out with us. It's going to be a great time. We want to worship the Lord in the middle of this event. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We all always want to take a moment and say thanks to our sponsors. And if you're interested in being a sponsor at Turn the Light On, you can reach us at the church office at 321-452-1012. We'd love to have you help us bring the word of God to all of those out there over the radio waves. And Pastor Mark, we've been talking about the Greek word ekklesia. I think we just kind of been saying ekklesia, 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 yeah. And some people may not have been tracking with us what that is. Maybe they missed the very beginning when we explained it, but the ekklesia is the assembling of the body of Christ.
Yes.
It's not an assembly of lost people. It's an assembly of the church. And just kind of highlight on that a little bit more as we wrap this up. And I just think it's been a fascinating teaching that you brought today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks to the Holy Spirit. So I was reading in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21, and it's kind of a setup. Tomorrow we're going to get into Ephesians 4. But in 3:21, it says, "To him," that's to God, "to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." And so that word church in your English is that Greek word ekklesia. That's the called out ones, the assembly. Jesus said that whoever receives me receives him who sent me. One of the things that he criticized the religious leaders of his day for was their idea that they were pressing in close to God, yet he, as the Son of God, was standing there and they didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
And he said, you can't be pressing into the Father if you don't receive the Son. And so it says, to him be glory in the ecclesia, in the gathering of the called out ones,
sure,
by Christ Jesus. When we gather and we understand that we are the called out ones, that we understand that we're the body of Christ, and we're gathering, we're in that name, then God is glorified.
That's amazing.
Then God
that.
Is glorified.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so important. I think you can't overlook that. If you misunderstand what the gathering of the local church is supposed to be, then I think we miss so many other things. And starting right here, to God be glory in the gathering of the called out ones.
So the gathering is for the glory of God.
Yes.
It's the worship is to God. It's not designed to reach out to the lost.
Right.
The worship is a moment where we reach up to God and they get to come and see us lifting up the name of Jesus, reaching up to our God, experiencing a relationship with, you know, our Heavenly Father through the Son by the power of the Holy Spirit, not so that we can attract people, you know. And I think that that's been a definite snag for the church.
For sure.
You know, in this last generation of the church, I think God is opening our eyes. I think God is saying, hey, you know, I'm a little jealous, you know.
Amen. That's good.
You're giving more attention to the lost people than you are to me.
Yeah. You're right. Because is the church's job to win the lost? Yes. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow as far as, you know, why we gather to be built up so we can then go do those things. But in the gathering of the church, and so I want to encourage you, man, as you're listening to the show, if you're not in church somewhere that's glorifying God,
you need to get there.
You need to get there, man. He's got a church for you. He's got a place for you to be built up. He's called you out.
An assembly.
He's called you out.
You fit in.
Isn't that good?
It is.
He's called you out. So go.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Make the choice to find a church that is going to bring life to you and to your family and to those around you. It's going to build you up. It's going to help you become who God's called you to be. It's going to teach you who you are in Christ. And that's what's the most important thing.
Amen.
And then it's going to teach you how to worship the Creator.
Amen.
So we hope you enjoyed the program. God bless you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.